contaminated drinking water is a major source of disease in poor countries. Thousands of children die every day from waterborne illness. Fortunately, Cambridge scientist Richard Bowman is working on a low-cost solution called Waterscope. Now, that's the sound of a 3D printer, which Richard is using to make handheld plastic microscopes that can test the water samples he's looking at for infectious diseases. Richard's with us now. Richard, how did this project get started?
Well, it got started about a year ago now when a student project looking into how we can do water testing faster and more cheaply came up with the idea of using a microscope to essentially shrink existing tests and do them much faster. What the microscope does is tell us whether particular water is clean or dirty. Normally you do this by collecting some water and incubating it overnight with some nutrients for the bacteria. Then the following day you can see the colonies of bacteria with the naked eye, and that's how you tell whether the water is clean or dirty. If we do the same experiment under a microscope, you can see the bacteria after more like an hour, and so you can get an answer much more quickly.
Now, that's very laudable, but of course people in poor countries can't afford expensive high-end microscopes, which is presumably why you're going down the route you are.
Absolutely. We want to make the microscopes very cheap, very easy to use, and ideally we want to be able to make them in the countries where they're needed, to avoid having to sort of ship stuff in from the UK, which is very expensive.
But if you are making the case that a poor person can't afford an expensive microscope, can they afford an expensive 3D printer?
Well, we don't need every person that has to test their water to have a 3D printer. But we're starting to see labs setting up where they do have 3D printers, and they're looking for ways that they can use these to produce useful products, like, for example, our microscope.
So how do you 3D print a microscope, and are they any good?
They actually work really surprisingly well. The trick that that we've used to make the microscope is quite an old one. Essentially, we take the wide-angle lens that you find on most webcams and turn it upside down, put it slightly further away from the camera sensor, and it becomes really quite a good little microscope objective. The other ingredient is holding your sample in the right place and being able to focus it. And we do that by essentially, instead of sliding stuff around, which is hard to do on roughly made 3D printed components, we use the flex in the plastic to actually bend the structure to move the sample into focus and move around on it.
That's very clever. So how do you actually build one of these things? Just talk me through piece by piece. Is it like Airfix? You know, those kits where you used to make a little aeroplane from pressing out the thing, some of them the size of about a proton, from what I can tell, and assemble them into a working gadget.
Yes, it is a bit like that. The microscope prints in, I think it's 10 or 11 pieces, depending on exactly what you build. Most of it actually prints in a single piece. So all of the sensitive flexure mechanism that handles focusing it and translating the sample comes off in a oneer. Then you have to add in three screws, which is what you use to move the stage around and to focus the microscope, and snap in the camera and the optics. So the whole thing, well, it takes me about 20 minutes, half an hour, but I've built quite a lot of them now.
But even so, that's not long, is it? And the proof is in the pudding, though. Does it work? If you take a sample of dirty water from a puddle or a river and put it under the microscope, can you see whether or not there are germ-forming bacteria there?
Absolutely, we can. We're still working on some of the sample collection stuff, so going from the dirty water to something on a microscope slide that we can image. But the imaging part works really well, and the rest of it we hope to have sorted out in the next couple of months.
And once it is sorted out, how does it get deployed and where are you targeting?
In the first instance, we'll do a few small trials with a couple of partners, take it out to places where they're already doing water quality monitoring and sort of test our system versus theirs. Once we've established that it's all working nicely, we would work with the same partners to start getting testing kits out with their aid workers, so that we sort of, they're being used by someone that will feed back to us how they're working and how we can make them better.
And can you also effectively establish a surveillance network by having lots of these on the ground in lots of countries afflicted by waterborne illness problems? Does this give you data that you can then share in order to anticipate need for healthcare and also tell people there's a problem coming, don't drink the water?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the most powerful things about it is that it's all built around a computer, in this case, a Raspberry Pi. So all of the test results are digital, and we can send them back and build a database and sort of map out where the problem is.
Richard, thank you very much, and we wish you luck with the project. You'll have to come back and tell us about it and tell us how you're getting on. That's Richard Bowman from the University of Cambridge with the Waterscope project. Kat, over to you.